Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. That's the short one. And don't forget to, when you get there, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget all the other cool things you can do there at jbsba.com. If you have a question or a comment for me, here's all you got to do. Send it to ask Jim at jbsba.com. Andre Carter is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Andre is an old friend of mine, and he's been on the show before. Andre has worked in the IT industry, the technology industry, for a long time, has had a career with a number of companies, including several that he started and has sold. He's a serial entrepreneur. He has his own another company now called Iremi Incorporated, which is a business consulting firm that helps companies in the technology industry make sure that they put their best foot forward. He's the author of the upcoming book, Little Blues, and he's our friend. Andre, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning.
You have a chance. It's good to have you back, Andre. You haven't changed the name, have you? It's still Little
No,
Blues.
No, I have not.
Still Little Blues.
I'm
excited about the book. I think it's going to be out in, I know a little bit about it. You and I have been talking about it for several months now. It's going to be out, what, in the fall?
In the
October,
fall.
November, something like that?
Yeah. We think, October, we hope.
Okay. And October, you're going to launch it on this show, right?
Well, we'd like to.
Okay. Well, that's a done deal. Andre, one of the things that I've been trying to do since for a long time, but really I really got motivated big time when I heard you give a speech a year or so ago on intellectual property, and you really opened my eyes to some facts and figures that really helped me, and I've been trying to pass that along as much as I can to a lot much greater degree since then, and that is helping small business owners to understand the not only what intellectual property is, intellectual assets, what those are, but how and not only how important they are to their business today, but how essential it is to understand what intellectual property is for the future of small businesses.
I think that's absolutely right. I mean, I think many small business owners work really hard and touch all the bases, so to speak, but then in the fury to get things done, miss the fact that what survives the business is intellectual property that you create, the good ideas you come up with, the way you do things. It's no different, as I've often said, than a bakery and its recipes, or a spice company and its recipes, or a coffee company and its blends. So, you know, those things are critically important, because when someone looks to acquire your company, if that's your goal, what they're going to want to be able to do is to recreate the things that mean your success. And you're going to want them to do that without you being there as the owner. That's what the sale's all about. Mm-hmm. The other alternative is that you want something that may stay in your family, let's say, forever. Even still, the things that you do to create a competitive advantage, you want to keep as your own and have an exclusive right to benefit from when you pass it on to your kids or grandkids or whomever. And again, having some intellectual property, turning those assets into true property, are key. It's that jump between something that's a good idea and becoming something that's got a tangible treatment in the real world. And it's very important.
One of the things that's really important, that's an important thing that needs to be done, and I know you're doing this in your book, Andre, and that is helping small business owners to understand what intellectual property looks like in their businesses. Because it's easy for you and I, for you and me to look at a big company and imagine their intellectual property. It's easy for us to see the patents and the copyrights and the you know, all the different things that they paid a lot of money to secure and to leverage and to defend. If you wander over into their part of the world, they'll defend you. I mean, they'll defend that brand or that copyright or that patent or whatever. But small business owners are less likely to have those kinds of sophisticated assets, They do have them, and many times they don't realize that they have them, but they're less likely to have as many of them. And but that doesn't mean that they don't have intellectual property, things that they've created, like a truck route,
right,
for a delivery route.
You know, that's absolutely right. I mean, it's a foreign topic because, and I say foreign in the sense that, you know, IP has to do with something that, it's inherently things that we can't touch, you know, mm-hmm. and the things that only have, IP only has a value once you've put a market to it, right? So now what you've done is you've taken your good idea and your knowledge of your market, and that's where the value lies. And the point for small business owners, I think, becomes the fact that if they look at their business, forget for a moment about whether it's a copyright or a trademark or a regional mark that you're going to use or some of a patent, whether it's utility or software patent. Forget that for a second. You have to look around your business and understand the things that differentiate you from the next guy or the future guy.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the things that you want to understand, how they're important, why they're important, and what about it is unique. And it can be anything, like you say, as a truck ride, as a route, as a methodology for how you service things. And those are the things that you have to understand why they're valuable. Then you can always find someone to help you figure out the best way to protect
you. You know, another good example of something like that are people who are in the restaurant business,
mm-hmm.
have determined a certain way to make mayonnaise, to make whatever ingredients or a certain method of serving people or mm-hmm. or delivering the food or whatever, in a little tiny restaurant.
Right.
People have learned how to do that sort of thing, and they come up with the right way. It's the most efficient way. It makes them money if they do it that way. It loses them money if they don't do it that way. And the next thing you know, that little restaurant is so successful that the owner says, hey, why don't we build a second one?
There you go.
Why don't we build a third one, fourth one, fifth one? And then one day, that owner or maybe the child says, the child who inherited the business says, why don't we franchise this?
Exactly.
And that idea for rotating that hamburger a certain way or spreading the mayonnaise on a certain way becomes part of the documentation that makes that franchise unique. And, folks, this I'm still talking small business here.
You're talking very small business. I had a pseudo-client, that had some aviation technology, which has got a lot of onboard computers and stuff, and they deal a lot with Internet shipping. And they implemented the technology, and as they were getting paid for the implementation of the technology at a customer site. But what was so interesting is
hold on to what was so interesting, Andre. We're going to let you finish that story right after these messages. We got to, you know how this works. We got to sell some stuff. It's 20 after. We'll be right back with our good friend Andre Carter. He's the president of Urimi Incorporated.
Couldn't get away too soon.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Andre Carter. He's the author of the upcoming book, Little Blues. And Andre, you were telling us a story about a technology company in the aviation industry.
Yeah, and so they've got some technologies used in largely in aviation. They had a client where they'd done an implementation, and they reached a point where, you know, as you always do, everyone was reconsidering the relationship, and so it reached a point really where they wanted to break and walk away. And the client said, "Well, you know, okay, great, we can, we want to move on maybe from the technology," but then they said, "Well, what we need to talk to you about is the forms." And we said, "The forms." And they said, "Well, yeah."
You're talking about literally the documents that they
exactly.
they were attaching the information to.
Right, right. It's like, "Well, you did this routing and you kind of changed, you know, some of the paperwork and whatever, and there's a lot of efficiencies in that, and we want to make sure we get our hands on it."
Absolutely.
"And pay you for it." So, you know, it's even when you've got IP, your IP, in a sense, creates IP. And it's really about having a culture.
Well, see, that's a perfect story that supports the stories, the imaginary stories that I've been telling my audience about
right.
over the last few years about documentation, that your documentation is your intellectual property. The forms that you create, when you design something and you give it to your printer and said, make this up for me like this, and then over a period, the next couple of times that you print it up, print the new copies, you say, okay, let's move this over here, let's add this, until finally after four or five printings, you got it exactly like you want it. That's intellectual property, folks.
Hey, what's the value when you walk into a Kinko's or some other copy center when you just get out of school and you've got your resume done and they always say, hey, here's a couple of resumes that someone did that looks pretty good, right?
Right, exactly.
And, you know, that's why all the resumes end up looking pretty much the same. You know, there are four or five people out there who did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in a sense, that's IP. You know, Jim, I spoke at a developing nations conference back in Hawaii about a month ago. Where they brought countries in from all around the world, China, Thailand, Jamaica, and it was all about developing software industries in small countries. But the thing about it is, what struck me is that small nations, when we got into exchanges and they were asking questions, sounded no different than the corner baker or the guy that owns a gas station in terms of trying to get their arms around IP. You know you have something of value, but it's like, well, now what do we really do with that? And boy, it's so expensive to go off and patent something. I mean, these are countries saying that to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really interesting. So I think the real point is that if you can develop that culture, that focus, to really look for the value that's around your business, if you take the first step, it'll create a momentum of its own, and it will never let you down. The stat I always like to use is that corporate assets back in the 1970s were just about 20% intangible and about 80% tangible things you could touch. And by the end of the 90s, it was 73% intangible, things you could not touch.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, 27% things that you could. And, you know, we still have a lot of companies out there where you walk in and they can tell you what they paid for a PC. You know, they can tell you what they paid for every PC on the desk, but they cannot tell you who's in charge of cataloging, how they deal with customers, how they track their orders, you know, unless they have, of course, in some sort of a program. But there's the nuances of your business that make it work.
Well, you know, Andre, you were talking about earlier in the segment, earlier in the visit about the ability to you know, later on to leverage that technology, that intellectual property, by selling the company, using that technology as an advantage for the purchaser and that sort of thing, and being able to sell patents and that all that. But the truth is, for most small business owners, it's just what I'd be happy right now is if most of them would just sort of start getting it into their head that they have intellectual property. And then once they ever get that and they ever think about that, and as they're developing their hard assets, as they're acquiring hard assets and developing this intellectual property around it to leverage those assets, they can start thinking about this as intellectual property. I think after that, it's all downhill. I mean, I think they can just keep going, and we just need to get it into their head that there is such a thing out there, that it's valuable to them. It makes them money, and it could make them a lot of money.
Well, that's true. It's kind of stop focusing on the what and look at the how. And by that I mean everybody's washed dishes, right? And so that's the task, washing dishes. Now, whether I wash dishes by hand or put them in a dishwasher, right, the what is the same. I'm washing dishes, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's only when you go from the first person who goes from, well, I don't want to do this by hand, and now they've got an entirely different how they do it, which is it doesn't have a rag, it's got a spray gun inside, and it heats up to a nice temperature. And it's the how. And so whatever your business is out there, no matter how small it is, you've got what you do, and there are likely to be lots of people who do what you do. But the how you do it is what you need to focus on.
And that's the key. When you hear all these little success stories about people who hit it big, they didn't do anything different than anybody else except, as you said a minute ago, they did it differently. They did the same thing, but they just did it differently.
Right.
Andre, thank you for being here. The book is called Little Blues. It'll be out soon. We're going to launch it on this show. Thank you, Andre. Give us your website, too, before you go.
It's www.irimicorp.com.
Thanks, Andre. See you next time.
Thank you.
Quick break, 29 after, right back with Russell Brown. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.